From the New York Times, I'm Michael Farquharo. This is The Bailey. Today, the story behind a bizarre abduction where a podcast host named Hendo was kidnapped by rabid stand-up paddleboarders, plus his fantasy award show and the tracklist to his latest mixtape. It's Thursday, January 12th.
Hey, you be quiet in there. Yeah, dude, I was supping and it was like 30 foot and I caught this wave and it was so fun. What's that frickin' guy doing? Tell him to shut up.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. Jesus. Guys, aloha and wasabi, my frothers. Yeah, as you can tell by the intro, I'm coming to you today from an undisclosed lair belonging to some random ass rabid sup gang who abducted me for some reason. I think I've been here since like my last episode aired in April, the one about bells, I think, and I've had to build a podcast system out of tuna cans, an old Walkman, and 3 balls of used wax. These people are vicious. I'm still not exactly sure why I'm here. I ask myself this every single day, but supposedly they didn't enjoy the sup joke I made about Mark Zuckerberg or something. Maybe it was like an ad. I don't know. I don't remember saying that, but these people are gnarly. So yeah, I'm not really sure why I'm here, although I mean, they are mean and they are gnarly, but on the same side, I can't really complain. The floor is pretty nice and hard, and that's kind of strengthened my lower back and my core, which eventually, if I ever get out of here, will be great for surfing. But I guess another non-complaint is, like, their acai bowls aren't organic, but they're still pretty dank. The chia seeds are good until they get stuck in your teeth. But, you know, I'm starting to get used to people watching me take shizzlers, so maybe that's good for something, you know. But anyways, this situation is just pretty farked, but I guess what I'm trying to say is me being here hopefully can explain my absence in the pod world the past few months or whatever. You know, I couldn't really predict this, but I'm sorry, my friends. I have missed you all dearly, and it has certainly kept me up at night knowing that so many of you joined my fantasy surf league called the Frothcast Fam. You guys supported the froth, and yet I never gave you the accolades that you all so properly deserve.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
Oh, shit. Okay, so that's why I'm here now. I want to do a somewhat proper award show for you guys while being held captive here at this sup compound or whatever the hell this place is. Just as long as they don't force tummy time while I'm recording, I think I should be able to get through this and give you all your proper accolades. So, without further ado, let's get into it, mates.
You've got mail.
Okay, I've managed to escape to the Shizzler room, which is what they call solitary confinement, but these walls are padded. They cannot hear me, so I want to go ahead and begin with the award show. Let's start off by saying 2022 was a challenging year to play fantasy SARF. I mean, off the bat with Kelly's win at Pumping Pipeline, we knew we were in for a doozy of unpredictability, glory, and tearjerkers. Can you guys think back to Pipe? When Kelly was in the quarters, the semis, then the final, and it was all happening, I have got chicken skin right now thinking about it. What a great way to start the year with a feel-good froth moment. Shout out to Moana Jones Wong as well. That was also an awesome story. Back to 2022. Many people on the CT also solidified some of their first wins ever. We're talking people like Baron Mamiya, Griffin Colapinto, Moana Jones Wong, Ethan Ewing, and etc. I mean, the list goes on. There was so much unpredictability. So people who thrived in fantasy, I mean, good on ya, Tanya. We also saw veterans like Slate Dog, Steph, Tyler, and others take their slice of the pie. So some of those wins were somewhat predictable. Slate Dog, I don't know. He hadn't had a win since 2016 Tahiti. Gunther, correct me if I'm wrong there. By the way, Gunther's not here at the compound with me. He is Zooming somewhere. I
lost him along the way when I got abducted. I'm not sure where he is, but if you can hear this, Gunther, please come rescue me. Anyhow, in the end, the man who has worked ages to raise that world title trophy finally got what was coming to him as Felipe Toledo solidified his first world title at Lower Trestles. That was freaking awesome. And, you know, his dad was freaking out, crying. I was freaking out, crying. I think I was watching here at this compound while they were throwing top ramen at me. But it was still a great show. And good on you, Felipe. And then, of course, in a hot-handed bender, we're talking a freaking heater, Steph Dog Gilmore solidified her 8th world title, closing the door shut on the word goat. Good on you, Felipe. Good on you, Steph. That was 2022 for the CT. And I mean, with so much drama in the LBC, it was kind of hard playing fantasy and survival as well. So, for those of you who kept your focus, were not easily deterred by shockers, and ultimately took home world titles, event wins, regular season wins, or even WSL fantasy wins, we here at the Frothcast salute you. That was no easy feat. I know I've said it in the past that sometimes I give prizes and sometimes I don't. Well, that statement is still valid, and it would be easier for me to dish out prizes if a sponsor would get on board here with the Frothcast. Hit me up in the DMs. That would also help with the consistency of this podcast. For now, as I'm not as ballin' as I once was, I can't really promise any prizes, but I will remember the champions and save your names for when the time comes to throw out Escalades like candy. For now, the following names are the champions we were happy to compete against, proud to lose to, and are happy that you graced us with your presence in the WSL Fantasy League called the Frothcast Fam and Survival League. Major congrats to all of the following. All right, so first up, we have our regular season champions. These are the people who cumulatively dominated the season before the WSL finals. So before those finals, they were ranked highest. So I'm going to count from first to 10th. Starting at number one, our regular season champion is Torny. Good on you, mate. You freaking killed it. And you just owned a lot of those events. So once prizes come about, your name is on the top of my mind. Going down the roster, second place, Kolohe underscore Kojima. Chloe, you killed it. Second place, silver is always great. And in third, getting the bronze, it's Mashiano. Mate, how's it feel to get beat by your Mert? Monkey must burn. All right, going down the list, fourth place, we had Butt and Nuts, classic name. In fifth, we had Madeirans. Sixth, Yarub. Congrats, brah. Seventh, Chippers Rippers. Eighth, Woodside. Ninth, CPG, and in 10th, we had Guazdecki. So those are your regular season champions from 1st to 10th. Thank you guys for dominating the season and moving on to the WSL finals. So to be honest, this whole thing is a little bit unclear. There are people on the side of the fence that say the regular season champions deserve it, and other people who say you gotta win the finals to ring it. At this point, dude, I've been stuck in this sup warehouse for so long, I don't even know what to think. Anyhow, here are your WSL Finals champions. In first place, we have Johnny underscore Utah. Utah, make it two. Congrats, brah. Going down the list, second place, Decent Dad. Third place, Lucas Alegre. Fourth, Kolohe underscore Kojima. Fifth, Scrotum Matley, Scrotum Matley, classic name. Sixth, we had Early Bird. Seventh is Chook, as in like a chicken. Eighth, we had Survival underscore League. Wow, when it comes to the finals, you perform under that pressure. So congrats to you. Ninth place, we had Haters Gonna Hate. I think that's Nate Hater. So congrats, brah. And in 10th, we have Will HS. So I think that's Will Hayden. Congrats, brah. Those are your WSL Finals winners in the Frothcast Fam. Now we are going to move on to event winners. Okay, so for event winners, we had 10 events last year in the regular season, and these are the people who placed first in each event. Started the year off at Pipe, and we had Johnny underscore Utah taking that one down. Probably saw Kelly winning that one, so good on ya. Second place, Sunset Beach, we had at Yarub, who was nice enough to send us some of his strategy, so congrats to you. And he is a former competitor at Sunset, so that was very cool to hear about. Our third event of the year was Portugal, where we went down to Super Tubos in Peniche, where I was lucky enough to work that event in the Nerd Cave. And our champion for the Frothcast fam was at Dear Mum. Good on ya. Our fourth event was Bell's Beach, where Corey J. Walker took that one down. Congrats, brah. Fifth event of the year was Margaret River, where we had Plant Dude take it out. P-L-N-T, dude. Good on ya. Are you a plant dad or a plant dude? I am one in both. Sixth event of the year was G-Land, where the WSL went out to Indonesia, and we had Shippers Rippers take that one down. Obviously, the waves before that event were gangbusters. There were some great standout moments. Towards the end, the final, you know, we wished it could have been bigger, but it is what it is, mate. We had Jack Rubbo take that one down. That was cool. Seventh event of the year was El Salvador, which was brand new to last year's calendar. I was fortunate enough to go down there and enjoy El Salvador. It was raining a shit ton, but man, I loved the pupusas, and the food was great. The waves were fun. I hope I get to go back next year in the Nerd Cave. And the person to take that one down in the Frothcast fam was at Critical. I like the name. Next, the WSL moved down to Brazil. We went back to Saquarema. I ate a bunch of acai and had a great time. And in the Frothcast fam, Torny took that one down. So good on ya. After that, we went to J-Bay. So actually, after Brazil, I ended up going to Bolido. I worked the Bolido Pro, and that was really cool to meet some of the people down there. And believe it or not, opposite from J-Bay, Bolido was like hot. People were trunking it. There was monkeys. It was such a different scene, but I really enjoyed working that event and meeting the people down there and experiencing the culture down there. So keep it laka, mates. So after that, J-Bay on the CT, we had Richards 3T take that one out in the Frothcast fam. And our last regular season event of the year was Tahiti, in which Decent Dad took that one down. So those are all of our event winners for the Frothcast fam. We gave you the WSL finals winners, and we gave you the regular season winners. So to all of our champions and everybody who played this year or last year, I just want to say thank you so much. I mean, the group is growing every day, and it is my intention eventually to reward all of these champions. But that is, again, once I'm balling again. I was paying for those prizes out of my pocket, and Gunther was not too happy with the way we was living after that, you know? So at some point, I'm keeping your guys' names on the list, and when I am at a place where I can, you go and get some prizes that you deserve. But for now, I'm giving you a bunch of froth and a Shaka Mahalo plus knuckles and claps and cookies. So thank you guys for playing. And of course, last but not least, we want to talk about the Survival League winner. I am just getting from Mr. Taydog that the champion from last year is Brendan the Butcher Male. He took out Survival League. I don't know how you did it, but congrats to you. He's a butcher from Bondi, and let me just say, winning Survival League, it's like slicing a cow. I mean, I've never done that. I'm not a butcher myself, but I can imagine there are so many complex parts, and some parts taste like shit. Some parts are rich. Some parts are hard to cut through, and other parts just fall off the knife like butter or taro. So you gotta be methodical like a butcher in order to win Survival League. So it makes sense that Brendan took it down. So again, good on you, mate. I hope you're enjoying the surfboards and the moolah. And I hope that you are shredding Bondi to pieces. And to everyone else who played, congrats. It's no easy feat, as you guys know. It's such a mindfuck every event, choosing one person. But for those of you who got 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, even 69th, congrats to you. And we will see you in 2023. I'm ready to play again, and I am ready to just flip-flop and be Mirasauce Dogman. So congrats, everybody there. Oh, shit, I'm getting yelled at by guards. I gotta go. Okay, guys, I've managed to sneak into a porta-potty, and I am now going to give you the track list for my latest mixtape entitled Cosmic Crescendo. So for those of you that are here for the disco toe-tappers and the groovy goblin vibes, the wait is over. I released a brand new mixtape on December 7th entitled Cosmic Crescendo. This mix is chock-filled with disco, soul, funk, indie dance, and global grooves that would turn any good glass of manatee milk into cottage cheese. If you haven't listened already, head over to hendofroth.com. That's right, I got a website. It kind of looks like shit. I could use some help there, but it's there. Or head to my SoundCloud page and just search Hendo Froth and give the mix a go. For those of you who have listened, reposted, and supported the mix, I have to praise you like I should. But really, thank you for the support. Without further ado, the following is the track list to my Cosmic Crescendo mixtape. First song was Wild Summer by Flamingosis, which actually samples Tim Maia's classic Que Beleza Valeo. Track number two, Nada de Sol, J. Criv Rework by J. Criv. Shout out to Razor and Tape Fam. Track three, Straight Up by Ed Wizard and Disco Double D. Number four, What About Me by P. Soul. Five, Out to Get You by Rare Cuts. Six, Work It All Right by Pont Chartain. I can never get that name right, but that song is a banger. Number seven, It's My House, Vibes for Your Soul Edit by Diana Ross. Classic. Number eight, So Good, original mix by Rare Cuts. Number nine, Waiting for You, Hot Toddy remix by Ika. Number 10, Allergia, Yuxek remix by Elia y Elizabeth. Yuxek, you are a lord. Number 11, Barbados by A Vision of Panorama. Number 12, Cantos de Escola, Milos Kaiser edit by Os Abelhudos. Classic. Number 13, Steam, Dicky Trisco remix by Nico Sav. Number 14, The Boogie is Back, Pete Herbert vocal remix by Juan Laya, Jorge Montiel, Mickey Black. Number 15, Iwisi E, featuring Sammy Love by J. Criv and Pete Mattson. Number 16, Into the Fire, Andreas remix by Underground System. Number 17, Wake Up Extended Mix by Purple Disco Machine, Bosque Keleta. And number 18, Feel About You, DJ Cozy Remix by Mel Brown featuring Annie Mac Might. It's Annie Mac from BBC Radio 1. Anyways, that is your track list for my new mixtape entitled Cosmic Crescendo. If you like chill disco vibes, go ahead and give it a listen and share it with your grandma while you're at it. I have been DJing a shitload while being held captive here in the Sup warehouse, and I appreciate any and all support. If you want to come out and see me, I usually post on my Instagram at @hendo_froth, where I will be playing in San Diego. That is, if I can escape this place and go out and DJ. So all your support, definitely appreciate it. I love to see you guys dancing and, you know, throwing dollar bills at me. That's cool. This one dude, I was playing in Little Italy one night. This one dude threw me $100 bill. I think he was hopped up on the, hey, how you going sauce, but I'm not complaining. He gave me $100. Like, dude, are you serious? And then he walked back to this group of chicks. He's like, yeah, I know that guy. I was like, all right, well, let me tell you one thing, dude. $100, I'm not playing Drake or Bad Bunny for you, but I'm going to take the money, and I appreciate it. Thank you. So shout out to that dude. What a freaking lord. That's it for the Cosmic Crescendo mixtape and the DJ Sauce. Thank you for listening. All right, mates. I can hear them clanking their sup paddles, so I think my daily sponge bath is about to go down. Again, pardon my absence. I'm hoping to break out of this place. I'm not sure how long I'll be in this hellhole, but if you're hearing this, please tell Gunther I need him now more than ever to break me out of this shit palace. Thank you guys for listening. Congrats to all of the champions in the Frothcast fam. I look forward to chatting with you all again once I break out of here and hopefully give you guys and girls some insight about how to dominate fantasy surf. I also look forward to interviewing people again. You know, we had the Shark Lord in episode 1. That was good. There's still sharks out there, so I still want to talk to another Shark Lord. I do want to talk to some DJ mates. I do want to just fark around sometimes and just do comedy outside of fantasy surf. So if and when the Frothcast comes back and when I break out of here, expect a more diverse podcast than only fantasy surf stuff. Don't get me wrong. The fellas will be back and we will be farking around, but there will be plenty to look forward to. So thank you guys again for listening. And
hey, no surfing.
Oh,
hey,
shit. Okay, hey, shit. They're coming.
Hey, quiet in there.
Gunther, if you can hear this, get me out of here. And thank you all. I love you. Keep the breath alive. Aloha. Wasabi.